Your agency won't always accomplish its mission. Sometimes you'll fail. Sometimes you'll fail big. You have to know how to bounce back when you fail. Steve Kelman's a former administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and now an instructor at the Kennedy School at Harvard. And an interesting conversation you've had recently with some of your students, Steve, that I wanted to ask you about. You're writing about it under the column head, How to Succeed at Failure. Tell me about this conversation that you had with some of your students about willingly signing up for something where there's a possibility that might not work out.
Yes, actually, I should say that blog title, How to Succeed at Failure. I want to, on the radio, thank Michael Hardy at Federal Computer Week who came up with that really cool title. My title was much more boring than that, frankly. But at any rate, I was having a conversation in a class I teach in an executive education program we have at Harvard at the Kennedy School for 15s and colonels. And in that class is a question I often ask the students, this group of 15s and colonels, how many of you have ever signed up for some goal that voluntarily signed up, not because your boss made you, voluntarily signed up for a goal that you thought there was a significant chance you'd fail at and you wouldn't reach? And the first time I asked, I just sort of asked it by coincidence almost and was very surprised at I'd say 80 to 90% of the class that first time, and I've asked it again, and that's generally the figure you get, say they have done it, which is sort of surprised me. Certainly it's not people's stereotype of civil servants. So the last time we had this conversation a few weeks ago in the exec ed class I was teaching, I started talking about, well, gee, you might fail. What would happen? And one of the women in the class got up and said, well, my boss's attitude towards something like that is, if you take on an ambitious goal, it's definitely okay if you don't completely reach it, but you need to be able to provide, you're not going to get punished or you're not going to get blackballed or something like that if, number one, you have an explanation and you understand why you didn't reach it, and number two, if you have an action plan for how you're going to get there. And then we sort of started talking about that, and that was an interesting discussion. And I guess the context is a little bit, is I think that a lot of people, including myself, are inclined to believe there is almost an obsessive fear of failure in a federal environment. I think probably because, in significant measure, because of the way the media covers government, that they write about failures, so there's sort of a downside of failures. They never write about successes, so there doesn't seem to be much of an upside for success. And in an environment where there's a lot of downside if you fail and not much upside if you succeed, it's not surprising that civil servants might become very cautious and not want to ever try anything that might fail. But that wasn't what these students were saying.
The dichotomy, I think, is really interesting, and the worldview, I think, is interesting, because I think you're right. I think if you went and asked Mr. and Mrs. Citizen what they thought of the risk of taking risks in government, they would make the same observations that you've made on their behalf. I took a lesson from what you were talking about in this post when I was listening to Secretary Gates at the Pentagon today talking about intelligence failures in Pakistan, and he said if I had somebody talking about the possibility that somebody should be held accountable, that somebody might have known about bin Laden being in Pakistan, Secretary Gates said, I never fired anybody for not knowing something. Or, and that's an analogy for failing, I fired people for not being able to figure out how to do something about it once they found out about it.
That is so interesting, Francis, because what your reply, I had not seen, I'd seen Secretary Gates' news conference, but I saw something else, another quote from it on CNN this afternoon, so I didn't know about that. That's fascinating to me, because actually what I said to the class when this woman made her point was that the attitude of her boss, I don't know who her boss is exactly, but of her boss, was really the same as the attitude of Bill Bratton, the police commissioner in New York, who, and later in Los Angeles, who presided, over a system of very rigorous performance measurement, the famous CompStat system, and was very focused on reducing crime. But Bratton always said, nobody ever got punished for not meeting an aggressive crime target. They only got punished if they didn't understand why they hadn't met it and if they didn't have a plan to get there. And that's, it's interesting because I think that most people would say Bill Bratton is a fantastic public leader. I think most people would say Secretary Gates is a fantastic public leader. It is interesting to me, fascinating to me, that both of them independently have sort of developed the same attitude. And I guess the lesson for federal managers is this is a good approach to take to balance the demand for performance, which is legitimate, but not wanting to scare people from taking ambitious risks.
Well, I think the most successful leaders that I've talked to in and out of government all acknowledge that something that you mentioned, one of your students talking about, the concept of failing fast, and in the context of public service, failing cheap also, is really critical, and that plays into exactly what you're talking about here.
Right, and that's a very, very common attitude in corporate America that we should be adopting probably more than we do in government, this idea of failing fast, meaning, now it's not that corporations never fall victim to the same problem, but you get committed to a course of action you've started on. This is something that Vivek Kundra and a lot of people looking at some of these IT projects have complained about, that if you do risky things, you need to expect, and it's okay that you need to expect some of them are going to fail, but you got to get better then at cutting off the losers fast, or else they become a money drain and a money sink and everything else.
Steve Kelman's blog post is called How to Succeed at Failure. It's part of his lectern blog at fcw.com, and we always link it up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Steve, thanks for coming on today. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Francis. Same. Be good.